The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 25th, 1976, in New Delhi, India.
Ahankara Bhimura. The more we get material possession, our false egotism increases. I have got this. Who is more powerful? Adoham. Vijayanasmi. Kosi Mamasama. These are discussed in the 16th chapter. What is the meaning of this ahankara? Because Bhimuratma, that I have got this motor car, I have got this property. But within a second it can be finished. There is another superior law. Let him forget. He sees, actually, but he forgets. That is called Bhimuratma. He is seeing everyone. Of course, our time and nature's time must be different. So many Hitler, so many Napoleon, so many Gandhi, so many Jawaharlal came and gone. But they do not see. Prasannati na pasyat. If they are seeing, actually, still they do not see. Blind. In India, the Mohammedans came, the ruler, where the Mughals? The Englishmen came, where they? Everything gone. Prasannapinapas. This is called Bhimura. That is going on. Material civilization means Ahankara Bhimura. By false egotism, they are builders and rascals. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated this that Jaravidyasa Mayar Boiho. All this material advancement of civilization is the paraphernalia of Maya. Because you cannot enjoy it, but you are thinking, I possess so much, I possess so much. He will not be allowed to enjoy, but he still, therefore, all these material possessions are the paraphernalia Maya. So, what is wrong there? The wrong is this, Jaravidyasa Mayara Vaibhav, Tumara Bhajane Bala. They are hindrances for advancement of Krishna consciousness. That is the aim of human life, that you forget that. So, tomar bhajane badha, anitya samsare moha janmaya, the result is that he becomes more attached to this temporary world and remains the rascal. Because without being rascal, nobody comes in this material world to enjoy. As soon as anyone has come to this material world, he is a rascal. Krishna Bhaliyaji Bhagavan Chakare, Pasate Maya Thakri Apokya.
Srila Prabhupada, in some parts of the Bible, it describes how things were being carried out, and they say that the activities were going on according to the will of God. Does that mean that there was a God-conscious civilization then?
Activities? The activities are going on. The sun is rising by the will of God. The moon is rising by the will of God. You are being punished by the will of God.
But they describe that people were worshipping and that children were being born. Children were being born according to God's will.
Yes.
It's described in certain parts.
Yes, children would be born. if you are if the child is sinful, then it will go to the womb of mother, who will kill him. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. By the will, but he should be punished. One who has used contraceptive and abortion method, by the will of God, he will enter another mother, and the mother will kill him.
But the Bible it indicates.
No, you see, try understand. You are very good, Bible quoter. Try to understand each and every. See.
Yes.
Simply you go on quoting, but you understand what is that quotation? It is by the will of God. You have committed sinful life by contraceptive method. Now you enter in the womb of another mother and be killed. That is right.
So what is described there was not actually God consciousness, or
it is God consciousness, if you understand it. Mm. That I am now being punished by the will of God. I have done sinful acts. That is God.
God gives what everyone wants. If they desire that, they get that.
You wanted this punishment, that's how you get it.
People are thinking that the punishment is something worse than this, that this is very nice. We can live here and be happy, and the punishment is in hell.
That is the nature of the living being. That he is happy by nature, because he is part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So ananda is nature, but he is trying to find out nature in sinful life. Therefore he is being punished. That he does not.
So that is ignorance.
That is ignorance. His nature is to become happy. He is happy. Happy. It's like our natural position is we are healthy. Nature has made this body. But we create a situation that we become ill, sick. And at that time we see, I'm infected, I've been contaminated, go to the doctor, injection. But the natural life is no disease.
Yes.
But you create a situation that will become disease.
Otherwise it wouldn't be called disease, because it would be normal to be sick. But disease means abnormal.
Normal life means no sickness.
Yes.
And as soon as there is sickness, that means punishment. So if you want to be punished, then violate the hygienic laws. You can see that there is hospital and medical and treatment and medicine for whom?
Sick people.
No, for the human society. Mm. Not for the birds, beasts, but they follow nature's law. Mm. But these rascals violate nature's law and suffer.
What about for the devotees, Srila Prabhupada? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are very sick, and so many...
Devotees who become devotees are not so cheap things. Mm. So don't think that because you have got a tilak, you have become devotee. Why do you think like that?
Sorry, Prabhupada.
That Pakuya Thakur, you are a Kali chala, nake tilak golayamat. Here is another follower of Kali. She has got tilak, and mala. Saj bhajan kacchan mamu sangale parerwala. He is worshipping bhajan, taking another swipe. Saj bhajan kacchan mamu sangale parerwala. You have to act kolicha. Here is a servant of Koli. Simply, he has changed his dress with tilak and mala. If you take tilak and mala and do all nonsense things, then you are not a devotee. You are called chala. So become a devotee is not so easy.
Devotee is perfect.
Oh yes. Devotee means sagunahan samatitta yetan brahma bhuya kalpa. He is above this material law. That is it. Brahma Bhuyasa. He is in the Brahma state. That is it. That means how it is. Because I've got a tilak and mala, I become devotee. This kind of cheating is not good.
And in this modern age, this cheating is very
prevalent. No, modern or old. Anyone who is a conditioned soul, he has got cheating propensity. Four defects. One of them is the cheating propensity.
Yes. But the mental stage in this age is very strong. Mental. They think mentally they have found the solution.
That they can do.
But
within mind you can think, I have become emperor of the world. That you can do.
Yes.
Who can check it? Well, that is not the actual fact.
That is the characteristic.
That is mental concoction.
Yes.
Within mind you can think, I have become the proprietor of the banks, all the time. Mad man. It's a mad.
They have so many philosophies, but it's all mental.
All mental. We say, therefore, don't say philosophy, we say mental faculty. Philosophy means tattva-darshan. That is this time. Tattva-darshan. One has seen the truth, he is here. And who is hovering in the mental concoction platform is a rascal. I think, he said, they're all European philosophy.
I believe.
In my opinion, he's a rascal and he is giving his opinion.
Prabhupada, are the laws of karma written?
Laws of karma is, you touch fire, your finger will burn. This is law. You cannot avoid.
They're so complicated though. Are they actually written?
This is the law of karma. If you do something which is forbidden, then you suffer. This is law of karma. Or even do both good and bad. That is law of karma. Either you take the result good or the bad.
To a devotee, it is very clear the laws of karma. He sees how that God, Krishna, is just.
Devotee means tattva-darshi. He has seen the real truth. Devotee means who follows Krishna. So Krishna is giving the real truth. See, if you take, then you are devotee. If you don't take, you are non-devotee.
So what is the role of mercy? What is the role of mercy if one takes or doesn't take?
Mercy means, suppose you are a devotee, unknowingly or by some bad habit you have done something wrong. That is excuse. But if you intentionally do that, I am devotee, Krishna will excuse me, then you are rest.
That's the greatest offense.
Yes. Cheating. Cheating Krishna. Cheating Krishna is no business. That is to be punished. You cannot cheat Krishna. But if by accident, knowingly, unknowingly, you have done something which is not good, that is excuse. Sapadamulam bhajatam priyas. If you are actually, because you have given so much service to Krishna, you have become very dear to him, so unknowingly you have done commutation, excuse. Bhajatam priyasa, this word is used. You must have to become very dear to him. Then, if you accidentally commit something, that is excuse.
What does unknowingly mean?
Unknowingly means, suppose you are a smoker. Now you have given up everything. But in the association of some smoker, you let me smoke. Then you regret, I have done this. It can happen. So that is excuse. But if you think, now I am a devotee of Krishna, I can smoke like anything, I mean, everything will be excused. Then you are arrested.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, we are knowing that we are so sinful and we are so rascals, but having the opportunity of association of pure devotee and Krishna, that's also mercy.
Yes.
Because we can see that we are, our hearts are not clean. And we are constantly thinking of Maya, we are
education,
constantly.
Education. Yes.
And this is mercy.
You are being educated.
Mercy.
Not that 10% mark you are getting, but because you are trying to be educated. So that is also good. That is also good.
Therefore the association is most
important. Oh yes, very important. So that if I commit some mistake, I will regret. Oh, my other associates, he will come to help me. That chance he'll get.
So we pay a little attention to Krishna, but Krishna gives us a lot of attention.
Oh, yes.
That is mercy.
If you go forward, Krishna, one step, he comes forward 10 steps.
Yes, he runs.
Yes. That is his mercy.
That is mercy.
Yes.
I just read on one of the pages of that Bhagavatam where he was telling in a purport that Krishna desires that we go back home a lot more strongly than we desire to go back home.
Yeah. Therefore he comes. He is very anxious to take back his sons back to home. That's like father. If he sees my son is suffering there, leaving home, he tries to get him back.
Unfortunately, we don't even desire.
Therefore, your madness.
But the materialist will say, Srila Prabhupada, that if he is actually wanting us to go back, then why is he causing suffering?
Huh?
If he wants us to come to back home to Godhead.
You are suffering. He says, come back. You don't go.
Because he's given you freedom. And this is
he says, my dear boy, sarvadhanman puritajjamavengsama, but you don't do. You must suffer. It is your creation, suffering. You must suffer.
They say if he is all loving, why is he...
Loving, but I love you, I say that do this. If you don't do it, then... you must suffer.
So the suffering is his mercy also.
Yeah. Suffering, when he will be... when purified. Yeah. Suffering is the process of purification. Mm.
And part of his law, within his law.
You have infected some disease, you suffer, then the venial circuits come, you go out by suffering.
So the pure devotee is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Yeah.
So this question of freedom of jiva and control of Krishna, that there is freedom, but at the same time there is no freedom, is a very fine line between the two that sometimes we do not understand.
But why don't you understand? Just like you belong to a free nation, the America. Does it mean you are free to do anything and everything?
It's a limited freedom. Yeah. It's a fine line between this freedom.
And
you say, I belong to this free nation. Then, yes, you are free. But that does not mean that you can do anything and everything.
Take that example of the habit. So someone is smoking out of habit. So again, so is he free in that smoking, has he completely surrendered his freedom?
These things are very common. Just like in your country, the government has written on the cigarette box that it is harmful to health. But if you still smoke, at your risk.
So freedom, you can smoke, but you can not avoid suffering from the result. You have to suffer.
Yes.
This is the law.
This is the law.
You smoke. And you cannot smoke outside the law. You cannot smoke a cigarette.
It is already warning is there, that if you smoke, you suffer. Mm. And if you still do that, you suffer. How can we do? Come on.
The freedom is always there. Minute independence.
Minute.
Freedom with responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like they say that you have the freedom to yell, there's a fire in a theater, but you don't.
How many examples are there?
Yes.
Freedom is there, but you are not absolutely free to do whatever you like.
Because of the stringent laws of nature. Yeah,
because you are small. Like a children, he has got freedom playing. But when he's doing something wrong, Father, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But if he does it, even his children, if his child, he'll suffer. He cannot say, I'm child, I did not know Father. No, that does not matter. You must suffer. You must suffer, even though you are child.
And Srila Prabhupada...
Father takes care, mind your child, don't do this, don't touch Father. But still he touches, he must suffer. The Father will not excuse because he's child. That is not possible.
Srila Prabhupada...
Nature's law elect.
This idea of freedom and independence, is it possible for anyone theoretically to surrender to Krishna at any time?
Yes.
So, let's say someone is in a very degraded condition of life, modes of ignorance, passion, and their mind is always disturbed. Is surrender to Krishna, is it possible that it can be independent even of the mind? In other words, let's say someone's mind is...
You are independent of the mind always. It is your mind. You are not mind.
Yes.
Then you are independent of mind, always.
So even a person merged in the mode of ignorance can, by some good fortune, surrender to Krishna?
No good fortune, God, Krishna says, you do it, you do it.
So the instance of...
Here, immediately become fortunate. There is no question of waiting for becoming fortunate. You become fortunate immediately. Suppose if I say, take this bag, $100,000. You can take it. Immediately become rich man. Why don't you take it?
How does Kripa Siddhi work, Srila Prabhupada? Kripa Siddhi. How does that work?
Kripa Siddhi means that you're not willing to take this bag. I say, take it, take it, take it. Go. That is you. Even if you are unwilling, I give you in your pocket, push it. That is it.
We should not wait for that.
Individual's freedom, when he is ignorant, is not really freedom because it's completely under
and
control.
And when he gets the money,
no,
and
said
he spends it, and he sees my poverty is gone, then he becomes thankful. Oh, it is so merciful that he has given me this.
The individual's freedom, when he is in the mode of ignorance, is completely under the laws of material nature. When the individual makes spiritual advancement...
You should always know our freedom is limited.
Limited, yes.
We are not because the absolute.
Yes.
So how you can... Very your limited. Freedom can be absolute.
Yes. So the Karmi thinks his freedom is limited to thinking, am I going to eat this meat, rare or well done? That is the sort of freedom he is getting.
No, you have to...
Completely ignorant.
Just like a thief.
Yes.
He has got the conscience. Where shall I steal?
This or this?
This or this. But he knows that if I do it, I shall be punished.
Yes. But when an individual speaks... Is that actual freedom, though?
Huh?
Is that freedom? I mean, is this...
No, I have already said that you cannot have absolute freedom.
No. No, but is the spirit soul implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it just the modes of nature working? Well, I'll take this instead of that.
How did that?
Is the spirit soul implicated in that decision? Or
what is that
it,
decision?
Let's say I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spirit soul implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it simply the three modes of material nature
three
working?
Modes.
I do not follow. What is it?
There's a situation. Either I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spirit soul...
Both of them are sinful.
Yes. So how is the spirit soul involved? Is the spirit soul choosing or is the decision already made by his karma?
Made by its modes, material nature.
Karma, you can make it. You are doing that. Karma you are creating every moment by desire. Karma is, what is that? Thinking, feeling, willing. You think of something, then you do it. So that means you create your karma. You are thinking that I shall go to the cinema, then you go. That is karma.
The question is choice.
Yeah, that is choice. That choice is desire.
Comes out
that poor bhakti means you shall not desire anything except to serve Krishna.
Yes.
Then you are saved. Because you are desiring so many things for your sense gratification, you are becoming impotent.
Yes. So the point is that...
That's like a good child. He has decided, I shall do only what my father says. Then he's safe. And as soon as he misuses his independent little knowledge, he's completely... So decide like that, that I shall not do anything which is not ordered by Krishna. Then it is all right. Otherwise, I suffer. Annamilasita sunyam. Make it zero. Burn yourself. Anukullena Krishna anukullam. Simply do, act what Krishna says. Then you say.
Why
don't you do that? That is also independent. They're misusing independent. They're misusing. Then you must suffer. The government says, do according to the law. Then you're safe. The government will give you all protection. And if you violate law, you must suffer.
So take it that there is a man, Srila Prabhupada, who is not very learned in Shastra, but he only simply does what his guru tells him.
A child, does he require learning? When the father says he do it, does he require any university education? He, my father, that's all.
Not a priya do not know Shastras. They know unlearned devotees.
That is the nature. A child generally abides by the orders of the parents. They play. The parents say, don't do it. Sit down. Immediately. That is the nature. So why don't you break your nature? That my duty is to carry out the order of the Supreme Father. Then you are safe.
And when you carry out that order, you fully surrender, then you enjoy full freedom.
Yes, that is
that
full
is
freedom.
The freedom.
Yes, that is freedom.
That is absolute freedom.
Full freedom means to be under the order of the Supreme. That is full.
That is the point.
That is full freedom.
The cinema or restaurant is not freedom. It's completely conditioning under the laws of material nature. But fully surrendered, so he's fully free.
And if you simply, even if you want to go to cinema...
But he's still responsible for going.
You ask, Father, I wish to see no cinema. If Father says, all right, then go. That is not sin. But you go in your own will, that is sin. Tena taktena bhanji tha.
Sometimes it's difficult as devotees for us to know whether we're doing the right thing or whether we're just speculating.
And that's why you have to consult your guru.
Yes.
Because we are not surrendered.
But even in small things, just day-to-day activities.
It's not a small thing. Everything big thing. Like yours. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just got the Srila Prabhupada. The way to do that, of course, is to read your books.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By reading your books, and
yes,
all of
the books as well.
Even practical, everything practical.
But without attitude of devotion, nothing will work. Mm-hmm. Attitude of devotion must be there.
Attitude of devotion is there, otherwise, why one should come to our camp? Mm-hmm. But it must be properly utilized. It should not be missing. If you go to school and if you don't read books, then you fail in the examination.
But the attitude of devotion should be there every moment, so everything is very meaningful. Everything is a big thing. When we go out, we should realize
that
we're doing
it
for Krishna.
That is said. Manwala, think of Krishna in your life. Very easy. Manvana. All I think of Krishna, then there is no question at all in that. Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji maha namaskuru. These four things, if strictly done, he said. all the sins of Krishna, become his devotee, offer him obeisance, manmana bhava madhyaji, and worship him. This is deity worship. That will engage in all his in thinking, in offering obeisance. And if you strictly follow only this, these four principles, mame vaishyasi asana, you are coming back to me without any doubt. But if you start thinking Krishna, you are thinking something else, planning something, misses something.
I was speaking to him 2 days ago. He says that he'll turn over that temple to us. He wants to meet you. So,
good idea.
Yes, the location is very good. It's right in the center. And they have Radha Krishna deities there. Plus they have Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, which we can also worship.
Oh, yes.
The only problem is they have Durga.
Durga, so we can worship, giving Durga the prasadam, Ram.
Okay, yes, something can be worked on.
Not directly.
Yes.
If we can worship ordinary human being, why not Durga?
Yes.
But we give prasadam, isn't it? We do not say that we do not believe in the demigods. No, we believe it. But they are servants. We cannot make the servant as the master and the equal to it. That is it.
Sure.
We worship Durga. Krishna sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayiva bhuvanani vibhati Durga. Now what is the function? Icchana rupabhuti jasvata chistati sa govindana. She is acting by the desire of the Supreme Lord Govinda.
Better than we are and should be worshipped.
Huh?
Better devotee than we are and should be worshipped.
Oh, yes.
As a devotee.
Yes, as a devotee. Yes. Just like we say, Prabhu, Prabhu, you are master. So, because you are devotee, we accept you as master. Master means I am ready to serve you because you are devotee. I am your servant. Dasa, 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 anu dasa. Because you are devotee, I am prepared to serve you. Otherwise not.
So the demigods sometimes forget their positions.
Oh, yeah. Why you are serving me? If I had been an ordinary person, why? You not. Because you accept that you are devotee, therefore. As soon as you find a devotee, immediately serve. Chariya Vaishnav Seva Nistar Pesha Keva. Without serving a devotee, what can be any better?
Yes.
That is our duty.
Yes.
So we can serve the devotee.
The prophet, why is
Prahlad Maharaj was offered whatever he liked, he said. He said, no, I don't want anything. Please engage me in the service of your servant. He rejected everything. He simply said, Nijadasya Jehovah, kindly engage me in the service of your servant. That is all.
See the prophet.
He did not want even direct service. He engaged me in your service, he did not say.
No.
He said, engage me in your servant service.
So if we see people in the world as potential devotees, we should also serve them so they can become good devotees.
That is not service, that is mercy. Huh. One is potential devotee, to show him mercy, develop him to become a devotee. That is mercy. That is not service. Service can be rendered to the higher person.
Yes.
And to the lower person, you can show your mercy.
Oh, that's a good distinction.
That's said in Upadeshamrita.
Yeah. One who is lower than you, he requires your mercy, you give him mercy.
Mm.
And who is higher than you, give him service. Not that Vivekananda. That everyone service. No, service to the higher person.
Mm.
And to the lower person, mercy.
Yes. Someone asked me the other day if I knew Swami.
And equal person, friendship.
Yeah.
If equal, friendship.
Mm.
With higher service, and with lower, mercy.
And envious ignore.
Yes, neutral. You go to hell. Don't matter.
Somebody asked me the other day if I knew Swami Vivekananda. I said, Viveka who? he said, do you? Vivekananda is very famous in the West. Do you know him? I said, Viveka who? I have never heard of him.
We've made some propaganda.
That's Gurudas' trick. So, Prabhupada, if one serves the higher devotees and shows compassion to less advanced devotees, then where is the question, say, for a position to of an advanced devotee, he's feeling himself to be the lowest. So is that distinction still there of higher and lower? If he's feeling himself to be the lowest?
He does not feel that. He takes sympathy that here is a person, he can be a devotee, so let me raise him to the standard. He does not think that he's lowest.
Devotee
always thinks that he is lower than the worm. But it is a duty. It is a duty. It does not mean that he is thinking I am higher.
Oh.
No.
That's again mercy.
Mercy.
In other words, he doesn't consider that he's advanced and that therefore he's showing mercy to lower.
Yeah. He is always thinking I am lower than the world, but Lord Krishna wants, so let me do something.
That is our occupation. To show mercy to us.
Yeah.
And amongst devotees, God brothers, an advanced devotee is one who sees that everybody is serving Krishna so nicely, so let me assist them.
Yeah.
Let me facilitate their service.
Yeah. Therefore we say Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. Please order me. What can I do for you?
Sure.
That should be it. That, Gurudas Prabhu, please come here and brush my shoes. What kind of Prabhu? He should say, Gurudas Prabhu, can I brush your shoes? That is yes. Not that Gurudas Prabhu, come here and brush my shoes.